You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I want to surround myself with people who believe, who are all in, who want to better themselves, who want to take advantage of the opportunity they have in life, who want to excel, who want to elevate other people. That's who I want to surround myself with. And you don't ever have to be a liar, cheater, or steal to be a great salespeople. Those are scumbags. Those people don't deserve to be selling anything. You never have to lie, cheat, or steal. You can offer a great product, talk about the benefits of the product, find the pain points and the excitement that the consumer wants, and then close the deal. It's pretty simple. Everybody wants to make it so complicated. It's simple. If somebody fills out a form, or somebody talks to you on the phone, or somebody invites you into their home, do you think they're doing it for shits and giggles? Like, yeah, just give me a brochure. They're willing to talk to you about something. It's your job to educate them on it, answer all their questions, overcome any of their objections, and they get to agree to say, yeah, that is a salesperson. This isn't your plan in life. This is God's plan for you. It's your job to execute it and have self-will and make the right decisions as you go along the way. But damn it, it isn't now. It's not God help me now. It's God will help you. That's how this works. You will succeed. It's not succeed now. It's I will succeed. Things sometimes take time. You have to have patience. I am guilty of not having patience. I lose my shit all the time. Like, damn it, why aren't we doing better? Why aren't we doing this? I'm guilty of that. I'm human. Like, I need to practice what I preach.
But the rule of thumb is this. You can't open a business for money. You can't chase money. You have to chase success. I always say when you open a business, you got to create a service. You got to be excited to do something. You got to make a dent in this world. It's got to be bigger than you. You got to build the brand. It's got to be bigger than you. But the rule number one is whatever dollars you make, you pay your people first, your vendors second, reinvest into the business third, you get paid nothing. Zip, zilch. For all of my companies, I either wasn't paid or paid very little for 2 years. Like Power Home Solar, I didn't get a paycheck for 19 months. No paycheck. Free working. And people don't realize, oh, that's what it takes. You have to reinvest your money into the business to make money.
We, as people right now, are competing so much with other people, and you shouldn't be. You need to compete with yourself in this moment, and next moment needs to be better than this moment, and tomorrow needs to be better than today, and today needs to be better than yesterday. You have to focus on that stuff. I'm telling you, we're guilty of this in so many ways to where we get stagnant in the mud. We waste all this energy and time on conflict decisions, back and forth, playing tennis with our mind. Should we have? Should we have? Did I make the wrong decision? Did I make the right decision? In business, in relationships. Like, we do this all the time. Stop doing it. The first thing you should do is understand that you should never have any regrets. How many of you got friends out there, right? And you're having to feel like you're walking on a thin sheet of ice and tiptoeing around to not piss them off, to not hurt their feelings because you care so much about the friendship. You care so much about hanging out. You care so much about spending time, but they don't put in the same effort. They don't put in the same concern. They don't put in the same thought process and being concerned of how you feel. You got to understand in life, there are givers and there are takers. In life, there are people that go above and beyond and people that don't. Does that make those that go above and beyond better than those that don't? No, it makes them different. Fear is the devil. How many times did your biggest fears come to reality? Why do you think that is? Because you're manifesting the fear to create bad mojo, bad energy, and bad shit to happen. I always say both people are right. I can succeed and I won't succeed. The guy who says either or of those is right. If he says I can succeed, he will. If he says I can't, he won't. It's the same thing with fear. If you believe things to be good and right, in most cases they will be. If you believe in things to be bad and you're scared of them, in most cases they will be. F-E-A-R, forget everything and run. Or do I face everything and rise? When fear happens, do I face everything and rise? And that's the question. And that's the question you got to ask yourself. What do you do when something comes up? Something tough, something hard, something you're scared of, something that you've never experienced before, that doubt kicks in, that insecurity kicks in. What do you do? Do you face everything and rise, or do you forget everything and run? People try to look at for reasons why they're failing and why they will fail rather than look for reasons why they're successful or why they will be successful. You have to look for reasons to be successful. successful. You have to look for reasons of why you're going to be successful. You can't look at reasons why you're going to fail. You start to question yourself, start to doubt yourself. You start to have that regret, and that regret is bad. It's a nightmare. Regret is also part of the devil. Like I'm telling you, fear, we talked about, part of the devil. Regret, part of the devil. When you make a decision, own that shit. But this ain't the cloud's fault. This ain't God's fault. This ain't my fault. Motherfucker, this is your fault. This is you not doing what you need to do. This is you blaming everybody else for your fucking shortcomings. The moment people stop blaming everybody else, the moment people stop worrying about everybody else and why they're successful and how did they get there, I bet they did this, and start hating and try to diminish what people have accomplished, and you start focusing on yourself, you will better your life, I swear to God. I swear, like, I don't get into that minutia. I love to see success. I don't give a shit how somebody got from A to Z. I love to see that they got to Z. I'm happy for them. I'm not tearing them down. I admire them, and I want to get to Z. That's how life should be.
When people can put their ego to the side, I heard ego is not your amigo earlier. I love that. If you can put your ego to the side and realize that you don't have to be great at everything. As an entrepreneur, you feel like, I've got to do all the things. I got to be the best at this and the best at finance, the best at sales, the best at production, the best at operations, the best at marketing. No, you don't. You have to be maybe the solo player for a little bit. And then when you get good enough, you need to see what's most important and find somebody who has skills you don't. And then you do it again. And then you do it again. Every one of my executives brought a quality that I didn't have. Doesn't mean I couldn't do those things good, but they were better at certain things. And that's important. Because that's how you can level up your business. And you learn from them, and they learn from you, and you work as a team. But the ego's got to go, it's got to leave. You don't have to be the greatest at everything. That's how you fail.
I got news for you. I fucking love me some me. I love my family. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love my business. I love my friends. I love my business partners. I love my podcast listeners. And I love my followers. But I'll tell you what, I also love me some motherfucking me. So you're not going to hear me go, well, you know, this guy's this because of that. And this guy's only this because of that, because I'm a secure motherfucker. When I walk into the building, I'm the most secure motherfucker. And I'm not the most secure because I'm the biggest, I'm the baddest, I'm the hottest, I'm the richest. I'm the most secure because I fucking choose to be. Because I love me some me. And when you love you some you, you can go out there and you can dictate what that life's like. You can go out there and make a difference in your life and not fucking feel insecure and try to tear people down and start to treat other people's success as your failure or your failure as their success.
And a light bulb went off for me and I said, holy shit, I'm trying to explain to people who don't understand and will never understand, even if I show them the damn shit in their face, they're going to have their own personality, a perception of me because they're jackasses. I'm wasting my energy, my breath, my emotions on these jackasses. I've got to focus on, if you're not my people, you're not my people. I move on. And I think in life, we've all hit that part in life where we feel like we got to defend something. And guys, some people just don't want to hear what you're saying. And that's okay. Some people won't believe what you're saying. That's okay. They're not your people. The world's bigger than you can imagine.
I believe everyone needs a few friends. You don't need 10. You don't need 5. You need 2 or 3. And look, if you don't have any friends right now, get you some friends. Start talking to people. Start mingling. You know, sometimes you got to do things you're uncomfortable with. Life is part of being living uncomfortable. Like, you can't just be comfortable in life. You got to be uncomfortable. You got to try new things, eat new foods, go new places. It's the only way to make friends. And then when you make friends, you try to keep those friends, but you got to put in the work. Nothing is free. Relationships aren't free. You got to put the effort in. How you doing, homie? You good? Great. I'm fantastic. How are the kids? High five. The wife's good? Awesome. You got to check in with people. It can't just be about yourself. It's got to be about them. But dude, me without my shirt is like seeing Jesus wrapped up in a blanket. It's fucking amazing. You know what I call my body? I call my body a pool body. So from the chest up, dude, I'm fucking jacked. It's like, hell yeah, that guy's in shape from the chest up. Yeah. But then when you get out, I got some belly. It's like a dad bod. It's like, oh, he's probably a dad or a grandpa or something, right? That's kind of in, right? That's it. That's why I said, like, shirt off, chest up. Like, I'm a bad motherfucker. So if we were able to, like, edit this video right here for this podcast, we got TikTok Live, I'd make it a shirtless podcast. We just have to cut it from right here. where I just look like I'm all fucking jacked like a tank.
And I want to talk about why people buy. People don't buy based on price. People don't buy based on all of those things. They buy with emotion and then they justify the logic. So in order to be a great salesperson or a great sales company, you got to have a great product and you got to be able to fix a need or a problem. And you got to be emotionally attached with your product or your brand to be able to get people to buy with that emotion and let them justify the logic. When you're doing that, when you're producing a product or you're getting a call to action, you got to get emotion involved. It's got to be emotionally attached. It doesn't have to be scared attached. It just has to be emotionally attached. It could be exciting, could be fear, could be energetic. Any of these emotions that they can tie themselves to your product is good. Sell the transformation, not the product. Sell the result of the product, right? I got you this product and here's the result. You want to push and talk about the result, not the product itself. The result is what's important. Don't argue your prices. Know what your worth is and stand by it. I can't stress that enough.
No one will ever tell me that, oh man, my employees don't steal. No, they steal. It's how much, okay? Because people steal. How much do they steal is what you got to try to control. You can't lose your shit that people steal. They're going to steal. How much and how much control you put in place is what's key. So I tell people, like, if you're worried about that and as you're growing, you don't want to be bleeding and not know. You want to have controls in place. I assure you, it's not if they're stealing, it's how much. There's theft. That's the world we live in, unfortunately. People justify it. Well, the company makes this, it's fine. Well, they won't feel this. It's fine. They justify it, but it's theft. It's what I've seen in every business. I haven't seen it not happen. I'm not saying everybody's a thief. I'm saying you got people stealing.
You're going to f*** up. You're going to make bad decisions. You're going to f*** things up. It's going to happen. Quit living in the past. Quit living in it. Just learn from it. Try to redeem yourself every day from mistakes you've made in the past, but don't live in the past. Just redeem yourself from those mistakes.
I always say, like, if you're going to pay for marketing, you're going to pay rent, you're going to pay your employees, you better pay for some self-improvement so you can be the leader that you need to be in any industry that you're in.
A lot of females want stability. They want to be able to feel like they're secure. They want to live a certain lifestyle. I mean, look at some of the famous and rich people out there that are ugly as sin, that have beautiful women with them. Why is that? It's not because they're in tip-top shape. It's not because they're the sweetest people in the world. It's because they have a lifestyle and they have income that can really change your outlook in life and make you and stabilize your situation. But this ain't the cloud's fault. This ain't God's fault. This ain't my fault. This is your fault. This is you not doing what you need to do. This is you blaming everybody else for your shortcomings. The moment people stop blaming everybody else, the moment people stop worrying about everybody else and why they're successful and how did they get there, but they did this, and start hating and try to diminish what people have accomplished, and you start focusing on yourself, you will better your life, I swear to God. I swear, like, I don't get into that minutia. I love to see success. I don't give a shit how somebody got from A to Z. I love to see that they got to Z. I'm happy for them. I'm not tearing them down. I admire them and I want to get to Z. That's how life should be. Most people don't bet on themselves. Also don't believe in others. You got to love yourself before you love others. And that's facts. You have to love yourself before you love others. But you also have to believe in yourself before you can believe in others. And if you don't believe you can ever do it, then you truly don't believe someone else can do it. So you're tearing them down. You're finding reasons for why they're successful and you think it's all bullshit and it's a facade because you're not successful because you don't believe in yourself. But if you start to believe in yourself, then you can start to believe in other people and you could start to see the good in other people and what they're trying to do. And that becomes a powerful force because you learn what they're trying to do and you're trying to do what you're doing. You kind of blend all that in and guess what? You're unstoppable. That momentum kicks in and you just start to just grow. But then you get these people, and I'm talking to you parents out there, especially the ones that are running your mouth to your kids about me, and those kids are running their mouth to my kids about me from your mouth. You're insecure. You see me and you get intimidated. You see me go to the top and then lose everything, and you think because you've never even climbed the mountain and you've sat in your underwear eating SpaghettiOs your whole life, or you've got daddy's money, or it's been hand down to your life and you don't know how to work, that you can come out here and talk about me? That you can come out here and pretend you've walked in my shoes? That you can come out here and say these things and get your kids? You and your kids are losers. That's what it is. You will never accomplish anything. And as long as you're instilling that bullshit and hate in your kids, they won't ever accomplish anything. They'll be the type of kids that will never get there where they want to get to because they're too worried about running their mouth about other people that are trying to do things the right way.
Like you go through these regrets and you live in regret. And here's the problem with doing that. You're not growing. You're staying in the past. The reason your windshield is so much bigger in your rearview mirror is because that's what's in front of you. And when you stay in regret, you're looking in the rearview mirror. Your mind is small. Your life is small. Your problems all start to come and they're eating your brain away and eating your energy away and they're renting space for future success and for future knowledge and for things you want to do. It's sitting there just depriving you of the happiness and the success that you deserve because you're living in regret.
And the number one thing I think people struggle with is they're so much closer than they think and they quit too early.
Yes, yes.
Because they walk up to that mountain or they walk up to that building and they go, oh, smokes. In order to get up there, it's like 150, you know, flights of stairs. Just get to level two and then get to level three.
I agree with you so much.
You got to stay in the moment.
When you're relevant, you're going to get bullied. When you're irrelevant, nobody gives a about you. You're just another sheep in a herd. Just another cattle in a herd. But when you're a lion or a buffalo and you're relevant, guess what? People gonna find a way to knock on you. Whether you got too little, you got too much, they're scared of you. They're intimidated of you. They're fearful of you. They're jealous of you. Bother them. And you know what? That's a great thing. That means you're relevant. Now, not everybody wants to be relevant. Some people want to be irrelevant and they want to be in the herd, and that's okay. This right here, I want to be relevant. I want to be relevant. So I'll take the bullying when I was broke, and I'll take the bullying if I got money, because you know why? I've learned to give zero f**ks. You grade people on the work that they put in. Sales matters. Everything in life is a sale. You're doing customer service, you're selling something. You're a car lot, you're selling something. You're doing car service, you're selling something. You're a doctor's office, you're f**ing selling something. Everybody's selling something. So don't say you're not a salesperson, you're a f**ing salesperson. So how do you get good at sales? Well, first of all, you got to hold yourself accountable to who around you. Are you the best of the best in your group, in your category? If you're not, you need to get back to work. Quit finding excuses. Quit looking for reasons to fail. Quit blaming everybody else. Quit blaming the leads, blaming the weather, blaming the credit, blaming this, blaming that, the economy. Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Everybody's got the same obstacles. If me and you are doing the same job and my stats are better than yours, it's not because I'm lucky or things happen. It's because I'm better than you. It's time that you quit worried about your feelings and you start holding yourself accountable to the competition. It's time that if your leaders and your managers out there and you're running a company, you start sharing the results. Hide the results, share the results, not just celebrate the winners, show the losers. Hey, you shit the bed this month. I want everyone to know that Jimmy here shit the bed. Jimmy, what are you going to do better this month? That is how you get to the next level. Because it's so important that not only do you have the attaboys and attagirls and you're able to reward success, but you've got to be able to hold accountability in failure. And I want to start owning the hour and conquering the day. And I advise you to do the same. I've got to do a better job of that. Sometimes we get stagnant. We get comfortable. And we don't need to. We need to be hungry. Like, I'm so hungry right now. So I'm like in here. I'm meeting with the CFO. I'm doing all this. I'm talking to the sales manager. I'm talking to the CEO. Like, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? We got these things lined up. Like, I've got to just keep my brain going. I got to keep rocking. I got to keep rocking. I can't stop. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I got this major energy. I just want to go. I don't want to let go. I just want to win. I just want to win. I just keep going, right? That's just how my mind works. You lose 100 pounds, losing 1 pound at a time. You climb 100 stairs, climb it one stair at a time. That's how it works. So you do the same thing for your goals and your appetite for success. And like I said, to me, success is happiness. So success can look a different way. It's not your job title. It's not how much money you made. It's how happy you are. I've seen people working at McDonald's or Walmart or, you know, Bojangles that are happier than a puppy with two Peters. That's a weird analogy, but it's what my dad used to say. They're just that happy, right? God bless them. That's success. If they're happy, they're successful. I've seen people with all the money in the world, not happy, depressed, want to commit suicide. That's not success. They're just rich. Success is not rich. Success is happiness and fulfillment. Each person has their own appetite for success. Some people are like, give me the whole fucking menu I want to get. I want to eat it all. I want everything. And some people are like, nope, I just want that. And the first thing is you got to know what you want. What does success look like for you? Is success making more money? Is success having more time? Is success getting married? Is like, what is success? Like for me, success is happiness. It's having fulfillment.
I've had a lot of money. I've lost a lot of money and I'm rebuilding money, right? But I also want to be challenged and I'm hungry to matter and I'm hungry to win and I'm hungry to put a dent in the universe and make a difference in people's lives and make a difference for my family's lives. I'm hungry for all that, but I also want happiness. So you've got to ask yourself what success looks like for you. And then you've got to determine what your appetite is for that. Because every time you want to eat more on that menu for success, you have got to risk something. You're not going to get something on that menu and it not cost you something. It's going to cost you something. And that's why you've really got to determine your appetite of what it is you want, what you're willing to sacrifice. Because that's how it works. You eat everything on the menu, you're sacrificing getting fat. You're going to get some fucking lard on your ass, right? Is it worth the squeeze? The juice, is it worth the squeeze? Are you getting enough out of it? This is worth this and this is worth this. So I'm willing to do this, 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 because this is what I'd like to do. And I'm okay with sacrificing these two things. But you've got to understand what your appetite is. Because everyone's appetite is different. Some people with an addictive personality, their appetite is unlimited. And when your appetite's unlimited, then guess what your risk tolerance is? It's unlimited. And guess what you're sacrificing? Anything and everything. And that is not the route to win.
One of my chapters in my book is, there's no elevator in life. You got to take the stairs. If you're trying to lose weight, you're not losing 100 pounds tomorrow. You're losing one. If you're trying to go up to the 100th floor of a $100 million company or a $1 billion company, you got to do a million first. Then two. Then five. Then 10. And you got to stay in the moment and stay present. Because the biggest problem I see with entrepreneurs or business owners or anybody in life trying to do big things is they get defeated right when they start because it doesn't go their way. Because they walk up to it, it's just too much. How the hell am I going to get to the top? Lower your expectations for tomorrow, for next week. Why? Because I shorten my goals so they're obtainable. Because when you start obtaining your goals, you start getting those wins, you start getting confidence, you start getting momentum. Momentum leads to success. And all of a sudden you turn around and you go, holy shit, I remember we're doing 5 million. Oh my God, I remember we're doing 50 million. Oh, we're doing, that's what happens. You don't get lost in the moment. You stay in the moment working. And that moment, that line just changes. You're moving it forward. The chains are moving.
If you're apologizing to someone, be sincere and own it. Own your mistake and move forward. If you're getting an apology given to you, learn to forgive and move on. Quit trying to get a pound of flesh every time somebody makes a mistake. Quit running people through the ringer. It's unhealthy and it's not necessary. If you don't want to accept someone's apology, don't accept it. There's no reason to ring them through the ringer, dude. And take a pound of flesh. There's no reason for that. You're not in a contest with anybody else. You're in a contest with yourself from what you were in the past. So you've got to ask yourself, what are you going to do differently today? How are you going to be better today? Are you going to step in and redeem yourself from yesterday or last week or last month or last year? And those are putting the steps in place to be successful. You can't feel like you can't change and life is over and you're done. It doesn't work that way. You're not done. You're allowed to have fuck-ups, you're allowed to have mistakes, and you're allowed to redeem yourself. Life's already going to throw you all the shit balls in the world. It's going to treat you like shit. It's going to tell you you're not worth shit. These people are going to judge you because people are mean, and all these things. So the last thing you need to do is sit here and beat yourself up. The last thing you need to do is live in regret. The last thing you need to do is not believe you can redeem yourself. Because you got to believe in yourself. And you got to believe that you can have faith. That you can have faith in God or you can have faith in whatever it is you believe in, and that you can have faith in yourself to be better, to be stronger, to be wiser, to make better decisions. That's what life is about. That's success, finding happiness and learning from those failures, not living in those failures, which is regret, learning from those failures, which is looking forward. You're looking at the big windshield, not the rearview mirror. You know, when you talk about setting goals, I talk about all the time, you want to establish clear, measurable, achievable goals that align with your long-term vision. And part of that, you know, when you're running a business or you're running a sales empire, or you're in real estate or you're building a company, is we have these big long-term goals. We're like, you know what, we're gonna accomplish this. I want to do 10 million this year. I want to do 20 million this year. But you got to focus on this week's goal. You got to focus on this month's goal. You got to focus on next month's goal, the next 90 days. And when I remind myself, and I have to do that all the time, okay, slow down. What's my goal this week? And I think it's important. I don't care how big or small you are in business, whether you're starting, whether you're doing 200,000 a year, whether you're doing 2 million a year, whether you're doing 20 or doing 200, it comes back to realistically setting those goals that are attainable and measurable that you can put in front of yourself and you want to be able to obtain them. If you set goals that you can't get, you're just going to get discouraged. You're not going to be able to get to the next level. You're not going to be able to better yourself and get that momentum and build that confidence. Everything is about confidence. So much changes in 1 year. So much changes in 6 months. And that's when you go back and you look at it. You look at it to see your progress, but you always focus forward.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.